Hello. 12:45. What do you know? I'm here, and it's a lot earlier than normal. I mean, I'm about a half an hour earlier. So I hope you're okay with that. But I figured tonight we're gonna do things a little bit different. I'm gonna come on earlier, and we'll start it out with little Joe Hickerson. Talked about him last night. And I got some great stuff I want to talk about tonight. That'll be fun. Sarah, I just tried to send you I'm sending you an email and I just sent you a message in Patreon. So check that out. Let me know if you're getting it. And welcome. Welcome, everybody. And by everybody, all two of you. Thanks for being here right now. I know that some people watch this the next day. And actually, I've watched a couple of these the next day. I don't sound nearly as crazy as I think I do. So, Alexa, stop. She's driving me crazy. All right, so I wanted to share a few things with you tonight. I hope you're doing well. I don't even know what day it is. I think it's Tuesday. That's what I think. I think it's Tuesday. And I'm trying to find a few things. Here's the thing. I had already given a description of hoarding in the Happy Place Homestead show. I said the difference between basically hoarding and collecting is hoarders have excessive amounts of cats and garbage. Sometimes the cats are dead and are actually garbage too. But when it comes to me, I don't have dead cats or garbage. But we do have garbage sometimes because my kids can go online. They know how to interact with each other and all their friends, but you know what they don't know how to do? Find the damn garbage can, which has been in the same place for the last, I don't know, 5 years that we've lived in this house. And just for the record, it's actually been in the same kind of general area for their entire life. It's not like, where's the garbage can this week, Dad? Oh my gosh, it's like Easter. I don't know. We're going to try to search for the garbage can, everyone. No, the garbage can is in the same freaking place it's been the entire time. Like their entire existence. If I said to them, if you find the garbage can, you can be able to play online video games with your friends for hours and hours. Guess what? They would know exactly where the garbage can is. But you walk around my house and it's literally like, they have no idea where the garbage can is. So they're just going to leave their stuff all over. Here's another thing. Dishes left out drives me crazy. I mean, at least put it by the sink. Do you know what I'm saying? I know you know what I'm saying. Basically, I'm sending some people who are Patreon subscribers some special links for some pretty cool stuff, and kind of excited about it. There's some things that are not even available anymore, but I get to send it out to people. All right, so here's the deal. I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to talk to you about. First of all right, let's just start from the beginning, okay? Obviously, I have kids, and you know, I'm not talking about kids that are like small children, like it's a fetus, you know, it doesn't know what to do with its hands, you know, or a toddler where it's just trying to figure out how to walk. We have one of those here, little Caswell, my daughter Madeline's child. Little Caswell's, he's going to be a year here in a few weeks, a year. And so he's been walking, and it's so cute. And you know, he's not a confident walker, all right? So I'm not asking the impossible of my kids, who are, for all intents and purposes, you know, full-fledged humans with working muscles, arms, legs, fingers, and they have a brain that seems to be, for the most part, functioning, okay? Do you see what I'm saying? And they're able to use their hands and their feet for a lot of things, like walking to the fridge or the freezer and taking my ice cream. They can do that, but they can't use the same arms and hands to take their stuff back to the sink, like their dirty dishes. What is this madness? I don't know where the garbage can is. They don't say it, but that's exactly what they're saying when you walk into my kids' rooms. And then there's like, it's like an explosion of complete chaos. Garbage. I don't think anybody notices this, but I did shave tonight. I just got rid of my rugged beard and my mustache. So, sorry about that, but I just had to get rid of it. It was mocking me, as does technology. I was going to go tonight live with my computer, but here's the problem. I can't figure out how to see the comments on my computer. So, anyway, that's our problem. That's the problem we've been having all day long. When Linda and I do our county right reports at around noon, we have two computers going, and then we've been doing the phone. The only time we can see comments are on, well, maybe Linda's figured it out now. I don't know. I don't even know where I'm at right now. I love bubble water. So carbonated water, or if you're in Italy, you know, or Europe, you would want water with gas, con gas, you know, with gas. So I like sparkling water that's, you know, bubbly water. So we get a lot of, I'm not trying to say I'm like hoity-toity, but we get some Perrier now and then, and some of the Perrier and the LaCroix. That works for me a lot. It's like a fake drink, like alcoholic drink. It's like fake drink. But sometimes when you put vodka in with Perrier, it's even better. I wanted to share a few things with you today. I have a couple little show and tells. Do you remember, thanks for noticing, Sarah, noticing that I got my mustache and my beard off. No, there's no barber in my future. That's not going to happen. But I can manage, you know, scraping off the peach fuzz, you know, in the shower. Do you remember when you were at school? Did you guys do this? I remember this pretty strongly when I was a little kid in Valley City, North Dakota. I went kindergarten, first, second grade at Jefferson Elementary, and then it would have been third, fourth, fifth grade in Washington Elementary, and then I moved to South Dakota. So anyway, we had a thing called show and tell, and also I remember during that time we played heads up, seven up. Do you remember those two things? This was a big deal when you were a kid, and there were always those kids that had like the cool toys, you know, back then, and they would bring in the cool, like the awesome stuff, like show and tell. Like, obviously my parents are rich and your parents are not. Like, look, here's my cool toy. What'd you bring? A rock? They did have pet rocks, you know. So whenever somebody's like, hey, I'm gonna get someone to buy a rock, I bet you can't. I'm going to. Just watch. Anyway, I'm gonna show you something that it'd be like what I would do, the equivalent of show and tell. We had, Mark, we had those too, man. We had to prepare for a nuclear. We had to prepare. I don't know why I'm laughing. A nuclear bomb, you know. And so, how did you prepare? Do you remember this? You would bend down and like, you know, try to get under the freaking desk. The desk. Okay, look at me. If we're in a nuclear holocaust, the damn desk is not going to save a single one of us. What is that nonsense? That's just ridiculous. It's like, can you please sit your chair up? You know, lean your chair up and it moves from like here to here. Oh yeah, that's so much better. Now the person behind me won't smack their head on the chair. So, oh yeah, we're okay now. Look, if you're in a classroom when there's a bomb going off, like an atomic bomb, hydrogen bomb, forget it. It's over. It is over. No desk will save you, okay? It's nonsense. This is the thing, is that back then in school, and this, I talked about this today. There's not been one time during this quarantine that I ever said, thank God I learned cursive. Thank the Lord. Wow, cursive's gonna come in handy now. I can't believe how lucky I am to know cursive. And algebra. This is a true story. In my entire life, I have never said, here's what we need to do. Let's use the quadratic equation to try to figure this out. Do you know what I'm saying? Boom. Now we have to prepare for viruses, right? So you know what you got? You know how you prepare for a virus is apparently you stay inside. But here's the dilemma I'm having is that I know families that like are hyper neurotic with their kids, so they don't let their kids be around anything, like no dirt. Like it's like their whole life is, you know, let's just bathe in hand sanitation, you know, stuff. And as a kid, I mean, I was probably eating dirt and we were rolling around in asbestos and licking lead-based paint. I mean, we were very unsupervised. Let's just say that, right? But I have to feel like at some point we were building up our immunities, you know, a little bit. And I guess I'm a little bit wondering, I don't know if you know this, but I'm not a scientist. Okay. So, but it just makes me wonder sometimes would we have a problem if we're all so clean? Mark, are you cursing? Is that what you're saying? Are you cursing? Anyway, I'm so glad everybody's here. I want to explain a few things about what's happening here because a lot of you guys tune in on a regular basis. Every night I do this. And so usually I start later, like 1:15, 1:30 in the morning. But I thought tonight I'm kind of tired. I'll start earlier and maybe I'll end earlier. That's probably not going to happen, but whatever. So just so you know, Sarah is a good friend. She's in North Carolina area. I won't disclose too many infos. Mark is in Colorado. I know that. Anna, thanks for joining us. Matt Rogers, Chris Rockwell. Some of you, I don't know exactly where you live. Forgive me for that. I don't know off the top of my head. But John Vaseline is over in California. Shoot, what did I just do? Craig, are you in Arizona? I think, aren't you like in that area out there, out west? And Greg McLeod. I love Joe Ferris. He's one of my all-time favorites. He's a good man, good friend. So here's the interesting thing. Joan, thanks for joining. It's good to see you here. So anyways, I usually on here, there's some friends of mine from Australia that pop in, some friends of ours from the Philippines that'll pop in tonight. So, Greg, you're from Greenville, North Carolina, Wisconsin. So we're from all over, you know? So obviously the way that some of you grew up was probably very different than the way I grew up. So I grew up as a kid in the Dakotas. And so we did this thing called show and tell, right? And I loved it. Show and tell and heads up, seven up. Like if we were having a good class day, then we could do heads up, seven up. And, do you remember the chalkboard and having to go out and you'd slam the erasers to get them to clean out? And I also remember being smacked when I was a kid in school, by the teacher. So, I'm pretty sure it was probably still with corporal punishment being allowed, but sometimes parents just wanted to beat the crap out of me anyway, so whatever. So I'm going to do a little show and tell tonight, okay? That's what I'm going to do, a little show and tell, and this is not like what would I show if I were a kid, because I'm a grown up. All right, so here's the show and tell. This is so funny that I'm doing this, but, all right, do you see this? This is a leather. It looks like a guinea pig, but it's a pig. It's a piggy bank, okay? It's an actual piggy bank, okay? But as a kid, I would want to try to access the money, right? And actually, if you squish the bottom of it here, you could open it up. Now, the reason this... I have a story. It's kind of a tragic story. And my kids, when they heard it the first time, I think one of my daughters is super depressed because it's kind of a story of somebody who kind of was a turd to me. So I was living in Valley City, North Dakota. And it was around the 4th of July. And I remember this because the big thing were, of course, were firecrackers. And I didn't have any money to buy firecrackers because probably around that time, my parents got divorced and my mom didn't have a lot of money. And so so she really didn't usually have enough money for me to be able to go out to buy firecrackers. But everybody would get these huge packs of firecrackers, like these Black Cat firecrackers. They'd come in this almost, there was the firecrackers, a bunch of them that would come in these like red packs that just had tons of them. And then we had like punk, I don't know what you called it. It was like a, it was not punk wood, but it was like, you'd have this punk that was, it would stay lit and you could use it to light all your firecrackers. So you didn't have to have like a match all the time. Anyway, so I wanted firecrackers and there was a kid up the road. There was these two older guys and they were kind of bullies. I think my mother had one of them babysit us once, and that's a tragic long story I don't want to go into right now, but the kid's name was Shannon, and Shannon, came down one day, and he promised me that if I could, basically, if I could, get him a little bit of money or whatever, he would get me a bunch of firecrackers. So the only money that I had were these special silver dollars that my grandfather had given me that were kept in this piggy bank. And so I took them up to my room, and there must have been like seven or something, eight of them. And back then, you know, that was a big deal. Right now, they'd probably be worth a lot more than $7. But so I gave them these $7, silver dollars, the only money that I basically had, and I never saw him again. He did not bring me firecrackers, and I did not get the silver dollars back. He just basically took advantage of a stupid kid living in North Dakota. So it's kind of a funny, and by funny I mean completely tragic, and it scarred me for life story. So that's this piggy bank. Now the only other time I think I remember having a piggy bank was this, and I swear to you I have no idea when I got this, and it still has stuff in it. I have no idea what's in it actually. So I figured I'd try to open it and see if I could find it. You know, maybe who knows? Maybe I have something in here. You know what I have? I have one. This is crazy. Did not know it was in here. I have one silver dollar. And this would have been given to me from my grandfather, by my grandfather. So how cool is that? This is the one that Shannon, the dumbass, didn't get from me. Remember when you were a kid too, you'd get those pennies that, or the nickels that had the Native American on the one side, or the pennies that had like the wheat stalks on it, and that just meant that they were super old. And I would collect some of those things and think they were really kind of cool. And anyway. Memories. You know who to thank for this ridiculousness is Sarah, who told me, you know, something that makes noise, maybe some examples. That's cool. Was it a buffalo or was it an Indian? Maybe you're right. Maybe it was a buffalo. So that's awesome. Cleaning chalk erasers was a privilege, Mark says, when with some teachers, and punishment with others. So confusing for us. I know. That's pretty funny, actually. Yeah. A lot of you guys are remembering the erasers. It's funny how teachers can like convince you this is the greatest thing ever, and it's just stuff they had to do anyways, right? Who wants to help me take out the garbage? There's something else I wanted to show you tonight that's pretty funny. And we have nine kids. They're not all here. Most of them are adults, teenagers. The youngest that we have is Ella, and Ella's eight. And Ella's a very sweet kid still, and has not been scarred for life like the rest of my children. And she's been wanting her own pet, okay, lately. So I walked in my office and I saw this note from Ella, which is such a hilarious note. I'm just going to read this to you real quick. Hi, Mom and Dad. Number one, she's type A personality'd this whole thing. She's got four major points to convince us that this is a big deal, okay? So here's what she says. Hi, Mom and Dad. So, Mom, can I have one pig in our house because someone to talk to. So her first point is she wants a little pig so in the house as a pet because she wants someone to talk to. Because, you know, the six siblings, additional siblings, aren't enough, and her parents aren't enough. And the goats, the sheep, the ducks, and the chicken are not enough. She needs a baby pig. Second point. I know we can put it where Dad puts all of Dad's books or in the shoe area in the little closet we have. So she's already decided that she can put the little pig in my office where all the books are or in this closet where we have more books. There's no room for a pig in there. It's just where books go. Third point. Please, please, I will feed it, please, and wash it. I will feed it carrots and slop. And number four, also last one, I will clean the poop with two gloves. I will clean the poop with two gloves. That's what she said. Oh my gosh, that's so cute. That's hilarious. I'm a little bit of a hoarder when it comes to all my kids' drawings. I have probably the majority of their stuff saved all over my office in various clumps and places. So it's kind of funny. Some of them have been really funny. I read one from Mary. Mary's a teenager. She's a junior in high school. And she did this thing. She made like 26 points of the rules of the kingdom. She established and created her own kingdom, and she had all these rules. So I might read that for you in the future, but they're pretty funny. This is just an example of my daughter's weird artwork right now. I don't know what the crud that black thing is that's flying away from a tree, but the dark clouds, something's not right in Little River City. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, Cranley, Matt Cranley, he just got married. He's in Texas. Good to see you, my brother. Ailish from Australia. How are you? You're awesome. We love you guys. So here's the thing is that, I did the little piggy bank thing, told you the traumatic story. I survived. Found one single silver dollar that was not stolen by the bully Shannon up the road. And then I just got done reading a couple of these riveting notes and pictures from my daughter, Ella. So it's a good start. It's a good start. I'm going to show you one last thing. Do not judge me. All right, I'm just telling you right now. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Chris, what the crud are you doing with all this junk? It's hard to get rid of stuff, especially when it's from your kids. I'm going to tell you, this is a real truth. My mother probably had to go through all my stuff and clean out the junk that I would collect over the years because basically I didn't throw things away. Yeah. Probably the seedlings of being a hoarder, but whatever. This is funny. So I wanted to ask you guys if you had as a kid, a stuffed animal that was like really special for you, and do you still have it? Okay. And I had two. Here's one. This is called, it's like a beanie baby before beanie babies were a thing. This is literally like a beanbag pig. Okay. His name, wait for it, Purple Pig. Purple Pig, literally, there on my bed would be perched on like one of the little bed, you know, boards my entire life. This pig has been with me for 50 years practically. Isn't that insane? It's just kind of weird in a way. And I do have like my original teddy bear that I had when I was a kid, so anyway, some of you guys had, Ashley had a turtle. That's kind of a funny gift, but I guess a purple pig is too, now that I think about it. So, yeah, it's nighttime here, Ailish. It's about 1 a.m. now. It's funny. I wasn't really like a kid that loved like stuffed animals or anything stupid and weird like that. Not that, I mean, if you like that as a kid, who cares? That's awesome. But as a guy, it wasn't like, hey, can I show you my stuffed animals? That's usually not going to happen, even if you had them. I'm telling you right now. So, but I did. I had a couple teddy bears that I still have. So there's something wrong with me, probably. I still have that stuff. I don't know. I think that because I do a lot with storytelling and I try to trigger a lot of memories, especially for what I'm writing. Because here's the thing, is that the work that I do requires that I figure out how to make a connection with people. And what I realized is that over the years, no matter how old you are, there's always something, whether it was a blanket or a teddy bear or your thumb, there's always something that you gravitated towards for a sense of like consolation. And I'm always kind of curious, like, what was that for other people? And then it's interesting because people still like look to things a lot of times to console them. Sometimes it's, maybe sometimes it's a rosary or sometimes it's, you know, alcohol, sorry, or sometimes it's books. Yeah. So, anyway, so purple pig still with me. Some of the teddy bears are still with me. Obviously these piggy banks are still here. It's just kind of crazy. So if you came to our house, you'd see all this really cool stuff that Linda's made. And she's like this. She's a very forward-thinking person. So she doesn't spend a lot of time meditating on the past. I spend a lot of time thinking about the past. Part of the reason I think like that is that I'm always curious, like what was part of my childhood that makes me the way I am today? Like, what experiences kind of helped that happen? And whether it's positive or negative. So I'm always kind of interested in exploring that. I think that's pretty cool. And I think that's the same for other people. And sometimes I've noticed for me with what I do with storytelling that the talking about being a kid, it's not like it's, you know, Ailish is an example. She's right now, she's in Australia. So, and Lauren, I think, was with us last night. She's in Australia. And we've had some friends from the Philippines, like I mentioned, and other places around the world. They're growing up in a whole different place compared to us, you know, here in the United States. And their experiences could seem at first glance so different from our own. And yet what's amazing is how you know, kind of universal this whole thing of being human is and how we all have a lot of similarities. So anyway, it's cool. Chris, thanks for tuning in tonight. It's great to see you again. So you guys must know each other, Matt and Chris. That's awesome. All right, so this is my bubble water, and yeah. All right, so last night I talked about Joe Hickerson, this musician. So Matt, you might like this guy. I would check him out. So Alexa, play Joe Hickerson. So Joe Hickerson. So Alexa, play Joe Hickerson. Jeez, I freaking ask her to do something and she doesn't do it. And then when I don't want her to do stuff, she does it.
Other music by Joe Hickerson.
Somebody cricket. Oh, I love this song. We sang this song every single trip we took.
I'm on my way.
So Joe Hickerson.
Up to Canaan's land.
Up to Canaan's land.
I'm on my way.
Now, Joe Hickerson was not the kind of guy that would be, you know, really hugely popularly known. I don't even know how in the world. I think my stepmother and my dad knew him or met him. And he was part of these Folk Legacy Records. And because it's super sentimental for me, I dig it. I dig that stuff a lot. Just wanted to show you a couple other records. So here's another funny thing. So Peter Gabriel. Now here's the interesting thing. Peter Gabriel, some people think that Peter Gabriel with Genesis was way better than Phil Collins with Genesis. But here's the thing, no matter who you preferred for Genesis, everybody I know who's a music person loves and appreciates Peter Gabriel, period. His post-Genesis, you know, work has been revered by any musician that I know. So here's another. One of my all-time favorites is a guy named Billy Joel. You may have heard of him. Billy Joel. Here's the thing about Billy Joel that has always fascinated me. First of all, I think he was married to like Cheryl Teague, a model, and then unfortunately their marriage didn't last. But Billy Joel stopped writing, or let me just rephrase this, he stopped putting out music forever. Like, Billy Joel created some of the greatest songs, period. And everybody knows, you know, some of his music. You've heard it before. But, you know, Piano Man, of course, is one of the most famous, right? The thing about it is that he stopped putting out records. This is what just blows my mind. Billy Joel, one of the greatest songwriters, performers, singers, just kind of stops. And all he's done for the most part since, for the most part, not exclusively and entirely, but he's just revisited his older stuff. Yeah, Christie Brinkley. Well, I said Cheryl Teague, but it was Christie Brinkley. Anyway, Stevie Wonder, I think this is a Christmas album. I'm going to show you one last thing, record-wise, that's crazy. I'm going to guarantee that nobody has this out there, period. Songs of the Humpback Whale. So, yesterday I mentioned to you, I talked to you a little bit about the first time I went to this place called Jerry's Records in Pittsburgh, and I decided I was going to get a record player and get some records again after not having anything like that in my house for a long time. And, but this record, I remember as a kid in Valley City. So we're talking the 70s. Now, just was going to look to see on the back when this actually came out. All this is recordings of humpback whales and their noise. Alexa, play songs of the humpback whale. This was kind of cool. When I bought this record, it said rare. Of course it's rare. Who the freak listens to whales? Well, I'll tell you who did. Michael Padgett. I used to listen to this record when I was a kid. And the thing that was so fascinating about this record is that my dad, they had literally a whale tooth. They had a whale tooth. So I would like hold the whale tooth and listen to the humpback whale record. Now, I talked a little earlier about things that can shape a person. I'm fairly confident that I was scarred for life as a small child with a whale record and a whale tooth in my hand. Can you imagine walking into that house? There's this weird kid with a haircut, basically from my mother, standing motionless, looking at the turntable, holding a whale tooth, and listening to the cries of the whale. I bet this was popular while smoking pot. Here's the thing, if you play Wizard of Oz right now with this, you see Pink Floyd. That's the thing that's so freaking weird. You literally will see Pink Floyd. So dumb. Alexa, stop. I should just have left you like that with that, and then you could have fallen asleep with the whale noises in the background. You know what I think of immediately is Dory. I speak whale. Oh my gosh. This has been, I swear, I'm not under any influence. I'm not looped out. But you would almost think that you would. You would be, the longer you listen to that, the more high you get. Makes me think of Star Trek for the Voyage Home, Chris. Oh, isn't that the one where they had the freaking whale in the Enterprise? So unrealistic. That's so funny. And the fact that you watched that movie yesterday, Ailish, is pretty funny to me. You can find stuff like the whales all over Washington. I tell you what though, I would love to actually see the whales. And you know, when I was a kid, I would visit my grandmother, who would go visit. She had a little winter home in Melbourne, Florida. And very rarely we would be able to look out and you could see maybe a whale now and then. Now, when I was in the Philippines, I did swim with the whale sharks. That was a pretty cool experience. And maybe I'll talk about that in the future, but not tonight. So anyway, I think that's kind of the gist of it. The last thing I was going to do is just talk about a couple books. I'm reading a couple good ones right now. I think I've mentioned these before. Here's the two I'm on right now. Jim Butcher. Now, most people know Jim Butcher because of the Dresden Files, which I'm super, super pumped about because... So, Chris, I hear my wife upstairs dying laughing. Thank you. Thank you, Josh. And I'm glad that your wife is liking this because, honestly... Sometimes I wonder if I'm completely wasting everyone's time. And the answer is probably yes. But moving on, Jim Butcher. So I love Jim Butcher anyways, and I love the Dresden Files. And I've already talked about him a lot, and I'm a little nerd for him, okay? But he has this series, Codex Alera, and this is the fourth book in the series. There's just a couple left. So I'm kind of plowing through that, about halfway done. Love it. Love him. And then the last one, I've already mentioned this before, Mistborn. I'm reading the Brendan Sanderson's Mistborn. I'm about halfway done with this one. Plowing through these two. Just finished my John Irving book the other day. And I have like this kind of, I don't know if I'm going to ever finish it. But I probably will. But I've been reading this this other book kind of on a, it's like a nuclear holocaust, you know, kind of end of the world type zombie apocalypse type thing. And, it's so not like important. I don't even remember the name of the book. That's how influential it is. It's kind of one of those books where I'm like, I'll read a fast chapter and then I'll go to sleep. So whatever. So anyway, so what are you reading? What are you listening to? Do you have your stuffed animal with you now? Alexa, play Songs of the Humpback Whale.
Songs of the Humpback Whale by Humpback Whales on Amazon Music.
By Humpback Whales. Like, that's the name of the artist, Humpback Whales. But they're actually Humpback Whales. And it sounds like a Harley Davidson is driving away in the distance. This is what I bring to you, people. Only the best. They were a popular band in the 70s. Yeah. I actually wanted to see now if you could see their pictures. Do they have their pictures in the insert? No, and I don't even have the record in the insert here. This is ridiculous. Here's the other thing. Remember this with the records? Trying to get that stupid paper back in there was like, you know... That should have been the math test. That should have been the test in school. Hey, can you get this paper back in the record sleeve? Shut up, you... They write all their own stuff. That's funny. That's good, Ailish. Alexa, stop. You're killing me. Anyway, a couple last things, then I'll let you go. oh yeah. First, anybody who wants to, you can leave a prayer request. I'll try to go through this here and I'll lift you up. My wife and I are just honored to be a part of your life. Thanks so much for tuning in and being a part of this kind of silly stuff. But I'm having a great time. As long as you're having a good time, it'll work out. The high production value here is so powerful. So thank you for that. Let's see. The second thing was, if you're interested, no pressure. You don't have to, but if you want to, I'd love for you to be a part of what we're doing in our mission. I am excited. We got this whole thing going now on Patreon so people can subscribe monthly. It doesn't have to be a lot. It could be $5. It could be $15, whatever. whatever you think you could afford would be great. We're just trying to basically do a lot of content. So every day we do our county route report, and every evening I do my Insomniac Insights. And then basically we're putting out tons of video content. Some of this stuff is just for subscribers, so it's kind of cool. And I'm just trying to figure out how to do this more and more, and I think it'll get better and better. And some people have been a part of the journey from the beginning, so thank you for that. And so if you go to patreon.com/Chris Padgett, you can be a part of that. And I set it up into tiers with some of my favorite comedians, people who are kind of influences in my comedic life. And so you can see some of the stuff that you get. But honestly, you could say, hey, here's what I could use right now. Is there any way you can do this? And I'll do what I can to be a blessing. So, Mark, sounds like a dog hit by a car. So here's the thing. I had a dog hit by a car once. And I actually once hit a dog with a car. It was a horrible thing. Yeah, and that was a sad day. But I don't know what it's like to hit a whale with a car, but I'm assuming it's similar to that, because that was a whale noise. Teresa Stewart, thanks for tuning in. Kenya, thanks for being here. Okay, last thing. There's a Patreon app, that's right. So the Patreon app, if you put it in patreon.com and you go /Chris Padgett, or you do the app and just type in Chris Padgett together, Chris Padgett, it's there. So I would love for you to subscribe, only because I want to try to create a lot of content that's going to be a blessing to you. Again, I'm just figuring this out. We're getting rolling. I just sent a bunch of stuff to Sarah and some of the other people that are doing this with me. So blah, blah, blah. I think that's it. I'm going to call it early. I'm going to go read a little more of Mistborn and my Jim Butcher book, Captain's Fury. So leave comments if you want. I'll read them a little bit later. Leave prayer requests if you want, and please consider subscribing. Hey, God bless. Get some rest, and Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow.